Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is so exciting hearing some of these words that were given prophetically and watching them come to pass.
Yes.
We're watching what's taking place at the media, what we were just talking about prior to the break, and how the media is just saying these things that are not correct and not right, and it's like they just keep saying it. But you know why? Because if they, this is what the Rules for Radicals book written by Saul Alinsky, a book dedicated to Lucifer inside the cover, says there's 13 rules for the Rules for Radicals. It says if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes true to people. They believe it. And so they just keep repeating the same scenario over and over again. I'm not even going to say what it is, because people all of a sudden start to believe it,
like it's
just because they heard
it,
and it's not true. And so you have to really guard yourself from hearing that over and over again. But guess what? God said prophetically through Kim Clement that that is going to be a drastic change in media. As a matter of fact, it was Bill Yont who God has spoke specifically that the anchors are falling, and we're watching them fall.
This was prior to all this stuff that's been happening. So we've been hearing a lot about fake news and all these different things about media manipulating stories, reporting on lies, and spreading all this stuff.
Yes.
But this was foretold.
Correct.
This was told in advance that they are coming down.
And what you're looking at a desperate people trying to do everything they can to hang on, but it's the end. I mean, I think about, so they've even said themselves it's the end, and that the lights are being turned off. We have some couple of programs where we talked about that. But God says it's going to be the end. God has said that these anchors are going to begin to fall. And as a matter of fact, I delivered that word when the Christian Television Network was together, all their stations were together, the managers. And when I was delivering that word, the very day I delivered that word, the founder of Fox News,
Roger Ailes,
as I was given that word, fell, hit his head, and died during that time. And he is like the anchor of anchors. He was the one that hired all these anchors. And so it's just, you know, God is shifting things. So don't, you know, don't panic. This is a good sign. When you start seeing people panicking and just repeating things over and over again, remember, I don't know if you remember when, you know, America was coming into Iraq and the soldiers were coming in and they were doing this great job. Well, you heard the media of the particular leader there, I forget his name,
Saddam Hussein.
This PR guy was going, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine. Yeah. And guess what? It was moments for everything being not fine and gone and destroyed. And so this is
that
what you're
stronghold,
saying.
That power is being broken. You know, President Trump just dedicated to Gerald Ford.
Right.
But if you know anything about history in the media, they would always portray Gerald Ford as a clumsy president, tripping, when the reality was he was very athletic and different.
He's an Eagle Scout. I mean, he was like a leader of all the time. As a matter of fact, listen to this word about media has drastically gone to change. Check it out. Kim Clement.
It shall come to pass that the news media shall change drastically. Hear what the Lord says, church. The news media shall change drastically. TVN shall change drastically. There will be a change of face and a new name added to Trinity Broadcasting Network. They will not hold on to the old. They will not hold on to the old only, but they will have the old and the new and shall combine them together. No more dullness to the youth of this day. For God says, I'm going to raise up one that shall take the youth by force. But it shall not be called Trinity Broadcasting Network. It shall be called something else.
And then another one shall rise up, says the Spirit of God. This is so powerful. So you're seeing media switch, a media change. And these words are coming to pass. So be encouraged. God spoke of this before this time came.
That's right.
He says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, I believe it is, that he lets us know in advance so we can be calm and relaxed as we're seeing these things take place. And one other thing that was spoken about and prophesied about was how those that are moving in the Elijah anointing were going to be going on, and the ones who are moving in the Elisha anointing, the spiritual sons and daughters, would be launched out. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Do not say it is time for the old to be taken care of. No, I'm going to take care of those that have not listened. And some of them need to lay down their sword so a younger man can pick it up. Elijah is going to be taken up. Elijah's going to go in a whirlwind. He's going to be taken up. But Elisha shall arise. These are young prophets and apostles.
These are young entertainers and sportsmen. This is the news media, entertainment industry, political industry, kingdom of sports that I shall take by my hand, and the kingdom shall be in each one of these.
This is so exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.